All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties. Hey y'all. Welcome back, natural booties.
Oh, natural, yes.
You know, I figure I give the girls a little something.
The
little
natural booties.
Natural beauties. Booties.
All that.
Hope your pussy's natural.
Not the natural like a fro.
No, I mean, well, that's back. That's back in. Okay. But you know what? If you're new here, it don't
and
always
if it
get
does,
started like that.
Her right. Hi.
But
hi.
Yeah, welcome hi. Back.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going good. How about you? How was your weekend / Monday? Because we're recording this on a Monday.
Today, yes, we are. My weekend. So what did I do? I had a really nice Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, woke up.
Woke up this morning.
And woke up, went to a Bloom and Plume, which I've been wanting to go to. Went there. It's a coffee shop. We'll talk about that more later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to I stumbled upon a vintage little flea market.
Okay, what's tea?
They had some cool things. I didn't get anything from there. Nothing that I necessarily needed. But it was just, you know, cute. It was so cute. There was actually a little restaurant there that I think we need to go to.
Okay.
It's like in the Eagle Rock, Silver Lake area. Okay. Cute. It was across the street from the thrift store that I go to.
And you know what else is over there? Chloe's.
You're right.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a long time.
We'll be going back there. So I did that, and then I stopped by the place where I'm having my party this weekend, you know, just to chat with the owner,
yeah,
figure out what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the mall, drag. Hate the mall.
Yeah.
I was looking for an outfit. I wasn't successful. And then, yeah, Sunday, not much, chilled.
Kept it low-key?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was just like kind of adulting. So Saturday, went to the car wash, you know, regular shit, ran mm-hmm. a couple errands, finally got a chance to see Lion King.
And you loved it?
Loved it. You know, tearjerker. I had to cry. I cried. I couldn't help myself. Once Mufasa was laying there on his dick, I hate Scar.
Bitch.
I hate him.
Bitch, nigga. Snitch, nigga. Nigga.
Hope, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Scar, nigga. All of that, okay?
Yeah.
I told you this, but I'm going to tell y'all this too. Every time Scar tried to set a trap for young Simba, and Simba would get through that shit, I was in the movie theater like, gang. I was throwing up my gang, gang sign. Yeah. I'm like, you see, Simba is that nigga. It don't matter. And I also shared this with you too. But Lion King is a true testament that nothing can keep you away from your destiny.
Nothing
can keep you away from what's yours.
Yeah.
When it's yours, honey, when it's short, when your name's on it, name. When you can't wait to be king and you come in, when you can't wait to be queen and you come into what's rightfully yours.
That's
it. That's all she wrote. So Scar's raggedy bitch ass and those hyenas was trying to, I'm telling them like they don't know the story, like the changed.
The traditional plot.
But the point is, young Simba came back. He didn't even know that that was his destiny. He knew, but he thought he had let it go.
You're a king already.
Hey, he didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like,
mine
you see.
Already. Mine
hey.
Already.
Hey.
It's mine already. It's mine already.
Period.
It's mine already.
Say it. It's yours already. And yeah. I'm speaking that into you. Even if you don't know, if you've lost sight of what your destiny is, like young Simba did going off in the wild, because Simba had to grow up. Simba had to go on a journey before he came back.
And there was time.
There was time there.
Right.
Where he had to develop and learn some new skills.
Right.
You see that?
And so we're in our time.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that was good. Shed a tear for young Mufasa, my nigga Mufasa. Seriously, I was like, no, because Mufasa was a stand-up ass daddy.
He was a
He was
good
a
man.
Good fucking daddy.
He was a good man, a good husband.
Period.
A good leader.
Period. I'm like, he's leading the what is they not called a tribe?
The pack.
The pack. So that made me sad, but it's okay. And then last week, I'm reporting back on something new. Last week when we talked about the forever chemicals in those compost bowls.
At Chipotle and Sweetgreen.
And anywhere really that they're trying to be more environmentally friendly, but give you cancer at the same
time.
I'm
like, y'all care about the environment, but killing us.
But giving us cancer. So I went to Chipotle. I'll tell you how this happened. Because it was God.
Because, girl, when I went to Chipotle, I was shook. I was like, how? I was looking around like, okay, how? But I didn't come up with a solution. So come on.
So originally I was not fucking with that bowl. I was like, I'm not. I said, give me a burrito. But she put too much shit in my burrito and it started getting sloppy. You know, they'll get to trying to fold the shit up. And I was like, yo, no, you don't got to do all that. I was like, no. And she was like, so you want me to just make it over? I was like, yeah, but this time just take the shell and put the burrito shell in. Instead of wrapping it up, I was like, just set it in a bowl. Mm-hmm. And she didn't hear me. And I was like, you know what? Just put the foil down. And that's when the light bulb went off. So for you girls out there, if you still want to have your bowl, mm-hmm. like a classy bitch, tell them to give you one sheet of foil and line the bowl. Just lay the foil in the bowl and let them proceed to make your bowl.
Got it.
It messes up the portion size.
Yeah, because it's not completely.
It's not. But I was like, I'm cool with that. I don't want the cancer. Taking a smaller portion for the lack of cancer.
Smaller portion for health purposes.
Yeah, so try that. Put a small sheet
sure.
of
Whenever
foil.
Whenever I go back to Chipotle, I'm for sure going to be up there with the extras. Like, I want a bowl. And you, every time you got to add something extra, I want a bowl. And Can you line it with foil?
Just like remember with the water with lemon became a thing. I don't know if that was a thing for y'all.
What?
The water with cucumber and lemon. I would be asking for that. Can I have a few slices of cucumber and lemon on the side? Like, okay, you're doing a lot. We're just here. I'm like, I need to make the water alkaline.
And the thing is, it's because Chipotle, they be moving so fast. They, as soon as you say you want a bowl, for here to go. White or brown rice is like, wait, there's a few other steps we have to get to before we get to that.
And the first is putting a sheet of foil in there.
I'm like, and I want the dressing.
Period. I'm always like, can I get the vinaigrette?
Yeah.
Period. So yeah, y'all try that. I tried that. And then
that's a cheat code.
That's a cheat code life hack. And then on Sunday, my godson, we celebrated his 9th birthday.
Young Levi,
who's growing up so fast.
Yeah,
so yeah, but it's always good to be around him. And girl, why I asked him, I had to pull up on him and I'm like, so you gotten too old for me or what? You ain't trying to gang with me or what?
Right.
And he was like, no, I be telling my mom I want to come over and she don't be telling you.
Aww.
So I said, Jess, you cannot
do that. Right.
But she said that it's because we be busy.
Okay.
I said, but don't just let me know.
Yeah.
And then I'll make my decision.
Right.
Because I always got time for my little boo-boo.
Period.
So, yeah, it was good to be around family. We bowled. I had the high score for the day, 150.
Okay, winner.
Winner chicken dinner. Winner tofu dinner. Yeah, so so yeah, that was cool. And then Monday went to work, and now we're here doing our second job.
Yes. That's exactly what we're doing. It took a lot for us to get here today, but we're here.
Yeah, I don't
and
even
that's
know.
All that matters is we're here. We
Sometimes
show up.
There'll be hurdles.
But you show up.
You show up.
So
and you show out.
We're here.
We're here. So new week,
so
new
since
tea.
We're here. No? Oh, new week, new tea. Yes.
Okay. Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Because I was already getting ready to cop.
Yeah, hold on. Slow your roll.
Okay, so this week in tea, not very much worth gagging about, but what's really been popping on the internet is this Jay-Z and NFL deal that's been going on. It's been a lot of controversy. Some people are proud, happy, yes, woo.
What?
Some people not so happy.
Okay.
So Jay-Z is partnering with the NFL for social justice initiatives and entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be co-producing the halftime show.
Which is a little bit like a hypocrite.
Why do you think
I don't really have any views on it. Truth be told, I don't have a specific view. I'm not up in arms about either way. If he's doing it to help us, okay, time will tell. If he's doing it to be selfish, time will tell. I'm just saying, though, there's been a lot of commentary. Like when he told Travis Scott, everybody recognized last year that was not a good look for Travis Scott. We were all like, why is he performing at the halftime show? And then when they asked Jay-Z his perception on that, he was like, I was just saying it's not cool to come in second place behind Maroon 5. Not that there was really like a social commentary on not performing at the halftime show.
Mm.
But Jay-Z in his own lyrics said I don't need the Super Bowl. You need me, whatever. We in stadiums too. On ape shit.
So maybe I said, he's thinking no, they don't because need he's not whatever. Performing. He actually has his hands in it now. So you get to take a different stance. You have perhaps the opportunity to take a different stance when you're in the mix. Like you're pulling
the seat at the table.
Yeah, he has a seat at the table. So maybe he was saying like, don't just perform.
But last year, this deal has been in the works for a year. But last year around that time, he wouldn't have had no deal. He wouldn't have been working with it.
No, he wasn't.
So
but he wasn't performing either.
I know, but is it a matter of you're still in partnership with the NFL, no matter how you want to look at it, rather you a monkey on the in the?
Because I don't know, but the way that I'm thinking it is like I'm in partnership, and when I'm in partnership, that means that I can help control the narrative.
I'm indifferent either way. I mean.
Yeah, I wasn't up in arms, but a lot of people were. They're like, he's a hypocrite. But the thing is, like, they were like, he said that he was for Colin Kaepernick, and other football players were like, how dare you? But they still want to play football. Colin wants to play football. The person, Eric Reed, is involved with the NFL. So it's like, are y'all going to quit? If everybody said, forget the NFL, we don't want to be associated, I do not want to play for you all, I do not want to be an employee, then I would understand.
Right.
But since they still want to be affiliated, I don't get what the issue is with Jay-Z having this partnership.
I get
That's the part that I'm kind of confused on. You're torn. Because we're not completely saying, fuck the NFL.
No.
We're not. We're saying that I guess we want everybody is seeing on the same side.
It's hard. I mean, because even with the protest, it's like, are we protesting? Are we not protesting? Are we protesting until Colin Kaepernick gets a job? Are we like, what are we doing? And then when Nike did the campaign with Colin, it's like, okay, were we burning our Nike? What were they doing before? Boycotting? I think that was based on the Colin Kaepernick thing, though. That's when the whites
start
boycotting. I don't know. Y'all let us know what you think.
I say let's just see what happens. Let's just see what his plans and his intentions are, and then we can make a decision based off of that, what he does or doesn't do. That's really all we can do, you know? I can't form an opinion until I see what the fuck going on.
I don't have an opinion.
So that's how I feel. I feel like, okay. Because I was still watching the Super Bowl.
I didn't watch it last year. Actually, I was present for it. Never mind, I did. I lied. I did.
Yeah.
But that's only because it was somebody's birthday.
Okay, but the point is, it wasn't like...
It was on.
You weren't being a social justice warrior. Like,
no.
Fuck that. You've never said, forget the NFL because Kaepernick. So I'm saying I didn't care then, and I'm not...
Yeah, I'm not moved. I don't want to... Don't come behind me. Don't come for me, people.
Basically, what I'm saying is I'm not involved in football. I don't care about football. I don't have a team.
I like football. I have a team.
You do have a team. But so if your team would have been in, you would have for sure been like.
You already know. I would have been like, nigga, win a Super Bowl this year. It's been a couple of years, but still.
Yeah.
You know the vibes. Anyway, that's it. Y'all let us know how you feel, what you think.
Yes.
And we'll kind of go from there.
Period. We'll see what happens. Okay. So anyway, that's all the tea we're going to talk about this week. Short and sweet.
But what else was short and sweet? Y'all ratings and reviews. Now, last week, we praised you. We gave you kudos.
We did.
You know, and we were like, hey, girls, you showed up. You showed out. You came and you did your thing. But we see when we give you an inch, you take a mile. Yeah. When we give an inch, you take a fucking mile. So this week, we had like about 6 or 7 new ratings and reviews, which we're grateful, but we know that we can come in hot. We've seen it. We've seen what you've done for others.
We've seen it, and
we've seen what you did for us.
Yes, and we have a goal that we're trying to reach. We're trying to reach 1,000 by the end of the year. And so with that in mind, we need to have about
13
per week.
Per week. So we're kind of slipping. Luckily, we had a great week. We were strong last week, the week before last, which helped us carry. You carried me.
Yeah, we carried those over.
We carried them over, so we're good. But this week, we can't. We ain't got no excuses, y'all.
There's none.
We cannot do that.
And we're not just asking for these for our health, okay?
No.
When you all come through with the ratings and reviews, they help us go up on the charts, and we went down. And so it's your fault.
Yeah, take ownership of that. It's accountability.
Yeah. So we'll be waiting for you this week. We know y'all gonna come through.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want to highlight one woman, lady, sister, that came through this week.
Angel
of mine.
That was terrible.
Yeah, so our angel this week is Sammy. She says, "This is it, sis. Ladies, I just want to say thank you for tickling our mental and spiritual fancies and for giving the BGB gang something to look forward to each week. You both truly inspire me more than you know. I'm a mental health therapist, and this podcast gives me extra tools and tidbits to apply in my work and personal life. I swear this podcast is my therapy. Love you girls so much. Hope to cross paths in the near future. Sending love all the way from San Antonio, Texas. Gang, gang."
Gang, gang. Love you.
Thank you, Sammy. We appreciate you for that.
Yeah. We want to read more reviews next week.
We did.
So come through dripping. Drip, drip.
Drip, drip.
Okay. You're kind of behind on all these songs. It's really throwing me off. Step your pussy game up.
Sorry.
So
sorry.
Yeah. Get in your bag really quickly.
Okay.
So
she's in it.
What else is tea?
And so we also have our Patreon.
Oh yeah. So Patreon, if you're new here, we're on a Patreon journey. This is your way of supporting us in a more monetary way. Patreon, which we're recording for our Patreon girls right now.
Video content. We're in front of the camera.
So basically when you support us on Patreon, you are affirming the work that we're doing here. Mm-hmm. You're saying I stand in agreement with what it is that you all want to do. We want to come to your city. That's how we want to come and link up with you and cross paths with you.
For sure.
It's not by chance, honey.
We already know where y'all want us to come.
It has
we
to be intentional.
We just need the coin to get there.
Period. So your monthly contribution goes into a little kitty, and when it's time, we're gonna whip that bitch out and put on a thong and shake that ass.
Shake what our mamas gave us.
Period. So yeah, you can join us over on Patreon. We have a lot of video content, a lot of bonus content, playlists,
additional episodes, two additional episodes per month.
Yes.
We just dropped our mid-month check-in last week.
So
share some business for show.
Yeah, Brittany's talking about dick appointments.
Yes.
So tap in over there, patreon.com/theblackgirlbravado.
Okay.
Period.
And so we want to shout out our patrons.
Yeah, shout them out.
So this week we want to shout out Deja.
Hey, Deja.
Hey, Deja, girl. Shartavion, hopefully I'm saying that right.
Shartavion, what's up, girl? What a do, boo?
Hey, boo. And then Destiny. Hey,
hi, Destiny.
Yes.
We're happy to have you
all. Thank y'all so much for supporting us. We really appreciate y'all.
Hell yeah.
For real, for real, for real.
And another extension of this podcast, because we have the ratings and reviews are done by you guys. You have Patreon, which is an extension of us. And then we have the Black Girl Bravado podcast, Homegirl Hangout on Facebook.
Yeah.
A lot of girls are connecting in there. They're meeting up. They're offering kind words of support.
Advice.
Being shoulders to lean on, a shoulder. And it's really thriving. That group is thriving.
It's growing.
Without us doing much work, which is great.
Y'all are doing that.
So. Which is great. Thanks for meeting each other where you guys are. That's where the real girlfriend gag is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Y'all be dishing tea. We be seeing it.
We be reading it.
So if you're looking to connect with other like-minded women, if you're looking for, sisters, people to meet up with in your city, there's people from all over the world in there.
Yeah.
Go in that group. Make a post.
Sisters all over the world.
Period. Okay. Get in there and start connecting. It's a good time.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So last week.
Okay. So last week we talked about motherfuckers who ain't here for you. Okay. They don't show up for you. Mm. So that was episode 109. Oh my goodness. That means this is episode 110. Lord Jesus
Look
is a fire.
Us.
So episode 109 was closed for business, undealing with emotionally unavailable people. Let's face it. We've all dealt with a person who's emotionally unavailable. Maybe that person is us, because sometimes we don't show up for ourselves the way we need to. Right. But in last week's episode, we chatted about the signs of dealing with emotionally unavailable individuals and the reasons you might be attracting that type of person. Of course, we offered some tools for your toolkit and offered some tips to handle people who don't show up for you in the ways that you need them to. So if you didn't listen to that episode, make sure you check it out. It's still up like all the episodes are. Oh, you know what? There was a hiccup. If you're new here and you been trying to listen to our older episodes, like the very, very beginning. They weren't showing up on our feed.
Oh,
but
yeah,
now,
they weren't showing up past 100 episodes. But now we've enabled them to all of our episodes to show up. So if you want to go back and
listen to when we were young titty tykes.
Yeah.
Then feel free. Okay.
The tykes girls, without titties.
Yeah. Because the girls have been doing this work. We coming up on 3 years. So, you know, we in the mud with it.
Wow.
So, yeah, go back. Listen to the episodes.
Finally out of them walking shoes. Now we can put on a little Nike. We can put on a cute little Nike.
Go ahead and listen. So all the episodes are available for you.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this week.
this week? Keeping up with the whole emotional availableness.
Yeah.
And dealing with sick motherfuckers and even in the relationship realm.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about.
We're going to hover in the relationship realm for a while.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about gaslighting.
Gaslighting. Ooh.
Gas pedal. Ayy.
But we don't be saying ayy when you're getting gaslit. So mm-hmm. What is gaslighting? Gaslighting is when someone manipulates someone by a psychological means into questioning their own sanity. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people do this knowingly.
Yeah, the deliberate.
Some people are like deliberately.
It's intentional.
Yeah, sometimes people are deliberately mm-hmm. gaslighting you, and sometimes people don't know. People aren't, well, they aren't intentionally doing it, but that's just the type of person they are. Either way,
yeah,
that's not a person
be,
that you want to be involved with.
Never has to be applauded on plan. Sometimes it is, which is sick.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's plotted on, but, you know, a lot of times it's not. It just kind of is what it is, and it'll organically turn into what it turns into.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of times people who gaslight you, they want to have control over you. They want to strip you of your security so that they can control your narrative and your reality. Because ultimately, when somebody's manipulating you in your mind, they're deciding what you see, how you feel. It's almost like a tactic when intimidation doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the thing with gaslighting is it's abuse, but it's a sneaky form of abuse.
Yes. Lift your mic up.
It's boo-boo. It's a sneaky form of it. Can you
oh, that's so much better.
It's a sneaky form of abuse.
Uh-huh.
And it's done so slowly
yeah.
that the person who's being gaslit mm-hmm. doesn't realize that they're being brainwashed. And they start to question themselves.
Yeah. This whole term gaslit, it's become very, very popular, maybe because of the times that we're in, but it became a term, like a thing, because there was this movie in the 40s that came out called Gaslight, where essentially this husband was dimming the gaslit control lights in their home. Mm-hmm. And the wife was like, yo, like, are the lights dim? Are the lights down? And he was fucking with her, saying like, no, they're not. I don't know. Notice it's dark. Really like fucking with her mind. And there was this modern movie.
Because he wanted her to go crazy mm-hmm. and go into a mental hospital so that he can take her inheritance.
Yeah. See?
Sicko.
Sick motherfucker. Sicko mode.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you girls have seen it, but The Girl on the Train is a modern version of this movie. It's literally this husband who, well, it goes back and forth. You don't really know what's real and what's not. It even fucks with your mind while you're watching it. Because in a way, we're being told the story from his perspective, kind of. Mm-hmm. She's sharing the story, but what she thinks is reality because she's already been being brainwashed this whole time. Mm. So we get the stories like she's this raging alcoholic. She has poor memory. She doesn't recall what happened. She keeps having so many drinks that she blacks out. And then her husband feeds her the story of what happened. Fucks with her brain. You gotta watch it. And then like later in the end, we don't realize that it's, you know, he's been fucking
stuff
with
like that.
Girl.
You trying to really play me like, you really playing me like a fiddle.
You gotta watch it.
And if it's one thing that I don't like, it's to be played.
Yes.
Like a fiddle, especially when people try to get into your mind.
Yeah, they get
but
in
that,
there.
But that's what gaslighting does. It makes people question their feelings, their instincts, their sanity.
It's a form of manipulation. You know, with like some like basic manipulation, we're all pretty like savvy with manipulating people. That's just a way of life. That you literally
there's some form of manipulation.
Yeah, to whatever capacity, because that's how we learn how to get the things that we want.
Yeah.
Rather, it's lying on an interview.
Persuasion.
It is. You lie
we'll
on
talk
an interview.
About, that's something good to talk about.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So lying on the interviews, you told a couple white fib lies to your mama, like, we're going here. You manipulate her to think that the situation might be something that it's not. And then you go and do something else. So manipulation is kind of, it's innate to us, right? But when you gaslight somebody, not only do you change their behavior, because when you manipulate somebody, you change the, you kind of fuck with them to change their behavior, their response to something. Mm-hmm. When you gaslight somebody, you change their mind, their reality, the way they believe their person.
Yeah, they start to question.
That's totally different. That's a whole manipulation on a whole different level, baby girl.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up. Sicko mode.
But that's what, have you ever been gaslit? I've been gaslighted. Have you ever been gaslit?
Probably like on a very, very mild level. And I'm sure I've gaslit some people.
Yeah. I feel like I have been on a very mild level too.
When I used to do the cheek.
Let me try to think of an example.
I know when I used to do the cheat, I'd be like, no, wasn't there.
That's a lot of times when people use the technique of gaslighting, like, what? You tripping. What?
Yeah, like, I wasn't there, no.
Because sometimes it really works. You can really use that method if people don't have the full tea.
That's what I do. I'd be like, you don't know all the shit. I wasn't there.
They may have an idea, but if they don't have the full tea.
Oh, baby, you're getting gaslit.
Yeah. You don't have the full, if you ain't got proof, if you ain't showing me pictures and text messages, baby.
But I was there.
Sometimes people will have the pictures and text messages and still finesse on the plug.
I'll finesse off a text, easy.
How?
Girl, I'm masterful.
How are you going? Okay, if somebody presents you with a text, that's cold evidence, hardcore evidence. How can you finesse?
It got to be hard, 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 Brittany. Like,
that's what
cement.
I'm saying. Like, I need to see.
It needs to be cemented, okay? If there's any way where it was plastic or rubber,
like,
nigga,
for instance,
no.
if you do the iCloud, if they hack into your iCloud,
which
and the
is
text
also
messages,
which is also abusive.
That's abusive.
That's another component of this gaslighting thing is stalking. Social stuff. I'm serious. Manipulation and abuse. Social stalking. Going through somebody's phone, going through their social media, text messages, and riddling them with shit. You're abusive.
Yeah.
You're abusive motherfucker, and I hate you.
We're leaving that in the past.
Yeah. But what about
because I have gone through people's things.
I have too. You know I do that, but come on. It's no abuse intended. But what do you say about the gaslight? I mean, what about
iCloud?
Oh,
I was just asking if you've been gaslit. I was saying
I know a real story. I'll tell y'all in a minute.
I'm trying to think. Like, I know for sure, like, I can't think of nothing where I was, like, completely brainwashed. But I know for sure, like, people, like, I've been told, like, you tripping. Are you crazy? And it's like, nigga, no, I'm not tripping.
Don't tell me.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah, don't tell me that.
I'm actually tapped in and you're trying to tap me out.
The worst thing is when you tapped in and a nigga trying to pull you back.
And then get you. You slip into the twilight zone and you're like, wait, hat, bet.
You know, it's really hard for me. A nigga might try to start, but my real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga, pulls right up. I'm like, no, she's a real ass bitch. She don't give a fuck about a nigga. That will pull right up. I remember one time my ex-nigga, not my latest ex-nigga, mm-hmm. my ex from a couple years back, multiple years back, actually.
Ooh, I know one from okay.
I'm hot up in here.
Sorry, I didn't turn the fan on.
Well, yeah.
Okay, go on.
So anyway, she has to fan herself. My ex-nigga, he had went, he was fucking trying to cheat, mm-hmm. right? And I came over there, and this nigga had some Puerto Rican socks on, and I'm like, yo, where you get them from? Like, number one, they literally, you know how you get a sock that says Nike? Mm-hmm. The shit had the Puerto Rican flag on it, and we both blackety black as fuck.
Right.
And I'm like, where did those come from?
And what do you
think? Nigga. He was like, he had a friend, a Ooh, homie named, shit. He had a homie named Puerto Rico, right? That's literally what
Puerto
they,
Rico.
That's literally what they called the nigga, right? Mm-hmm. So he was like, "Oh, Puerto Rico just got back from home. He brought me these socks," and I'm like, "Oh, for real?" Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Yeah, for real." I was like, "Oh, okay." I tried to let it slide. I was like, "No, nah, nigga, you a damn lie." I was like, "Okay." I was just like, "Maybe he did." Found out
because that was a good. That was a very possible.
That wasn't good enough for me.
I'm saying that could have been true if you have a friend that they call Puerto Rico.
Nah, fam.
Okay, so what happened?
Number one, y'all a grown-ass man. Why he bringing you back socks? That already didn't sit well with me. So I was like, okay,
You went to lurking?
You know how I do. You know the fucking vibes.
And then you found a Puerto Rican mommy?
I found out that the bitch went to Puerto Rico and brought the socks back. So they definitely came from Puerto Rico, but not from him.
Not from Puerto Rico.
Period.
The boy.
I was on his ass. I'm like, nah, nigga, you a goddamn lie. I found that out. Basically, I took the nigga phone and went in the bathroom and went through it.
Oh, so that's
and
how.
No. This happened the next day, the next morning. I was up about to make the nigga some waffles because
why? And it dawned on you.
No, and then I seen that he had a text from the girl on his phone. This is when the first iPhone came out, y'all. We couldn't be savvy and do all the
hide and take off not the disturb.
Yeah,
and, all that
and no
type of
nothing
new
show
shit.
Up on the display screen and all right. that. You just take it raw the way it is.
Right.
No finesse. So I seen her name, her last name. He thought I wasn't smart. He just had her under her last name. Mm. And I'm like, I know this bitch last name. So I took the phone. It didn't have no lock on it. Went in the bathroom while he was sleeping and I was supposed to be making waffles.
Your heart be beating so fast.
I took that phone. I was up in there. I was like, oh, okay. Got it.
Okay. All
I
right.
called her. I didn't give a fuck. I was ruthless. I don't play that game. I don't play that game.
What did you call and say?
I called her. I'm like, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara. This is Shirley. Exactly. I had to do the 1 minute, 1 minute. I'm like, sis, the fuck going on? And she was like, oh my God, he said that you guys were broken up. I'm like, nah, we on like a motherfucker. Ooh. I called him up. I'm like, wake your ass up.
Oh,
then shit. I was in the bathroom with my phone, with his phone, and he realized I was in the bathroom with his phone. Why he call her off my phone? My phone was on a charger. He called. I don't know why I'm into this whole story with y'all. But he called her off my phone. Then her number was in my phone.
Dummy.
I'm like, you goddamn dummy. Are you off your damn ass? He was trying to get her to not answer. He was like,
right, right.
Germ got my phone. Yeah, nigga. She do. But yeah, that nigga tried to gaslight me that day. I was like, did. No. And she came over and watched a movie with him. I'm like, so you acting a goddamn fool.
A complete donkey.
You got the socks on, laid up with y'all this bitch watching a movie.
She giving you gifts. She...
Ain't no telling the gift he gave her. He better hope he didn't give her a gift.
Dick.
Period. He better hope he didn't.
The gift of dick.
The dick gift.
Here's your dick. Here's your gift. Whatever.
But yeah. So yeah, he tried me.
Well, I remember when nigga I was with gaslighted me. Gaslighted shit.
Gaslit.
Gaslit me. It was a girl. Anyway, first of all, you know what? These men...
What they do,
they
child.
Will really try to play you. So anyway,
they smile in your face
all the time.
They want to take your place.
These backstabbers. That's this nigga. Oh God. What anyway, so
bitch, nigga, hoe, nigga, snitch, nigga.
I just want to take off on him right now, just off GP. Anyway, so this is why I was hitting niggas. Cause y'all make somebody want to get physical. Cause y'all want to play.
You got to box so with anyway, the demons. Boxing with my demons.
I'm thinking, you know, we cool. We in a relationship. You know, it's just me and you.
Just me and you.
But, and so this girl, this was around like the MySpace days.
Okay.
She was like getting, like being real, like friendly in the comments and stuff, like overly, you know, overly friendly. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Who is this?
Doing a lot.
I went on her page and I saw that he was like in her, he was in her top 8, not top 8, top 30, whatever it was.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, this is just, and I was like, who is this person? Like, how do you know her? Like, what is going on? And he was like, oh, that's just like my best friend, like my best friend. And I'm like, I know all of your best friends.
And she's
not one of
them.
She was not one of them. And he was like, she's just my best friend. And you know what really is a sick part that I hate about some of these men and us women? When they be in cahoots.
Yeah.
When they be fucking with them, but, you know, being an ally and, like, complying and like, yeah, I'll tell her that we're just friends. I'll tell her that we're just friends. Little stupid, little sick, nasty ass. So, anyway, he was like, I could call her right now. I could call her right now. Like, this is just my friend. We've been friends. And I'm like, okay, you know, thinking that's going to
reassure you. Put you at ease.
So, yeah, that he pulled that stunt. But one day I got into that phone. These motherfuckers was not friends.
Duh.
They were fucking.
Duh.
Okay, but it's not duh because I wouldn't know if you calling me saying that this is your, like, no, we're just friends. You don't have nothing to worry about. You guys are just such a cute couple.
Oh my gosh, she was sick.
She was a hoe.
Sick nigga, bitch and the nigga, thing hoe is, nigga.
He was trying to gaslight me. He was gaslighting me because... You had her like trying to make me be like I'm
she
crazy
was cool and make it think like she was cool so that y'all if they ever did want to hang out he could literally just hang out with her whenever he could be like this is my best friend ooh
and you know that because she told you
oh no did was they hanging out on your watch
on my watch
you know like when y'all were together on your watch
they I mean not he wasn't telling me like oh I'm hanging out with her but I mean he told me that they were friends
oh
so that was on my watch. She was you was in her top whatever, nigga. I'm like, oh no. I was like, we no.
Baby boy, that don't work for me.
That's
that don't
it.
Work for
and
me.
Now that's why you know I'm like, who's a friend?
How many of us have not her? So basically, we said all that to say we need to talk about how to spot this.
How
shit.
To exactly?
Because once you know better, you do better.
Once you know better, you do better.
Is that the saying?
Yes, when you know better, you do better. Okay, so some techniques that these people that are gaslighting, one is countering.
Yeah.
So this is when the abuser, the gaslighter, makes the victim, you, possibly.
The gaslightee.
Yes. Question what happened by saying things like, it didn't happen like that, or you have a horrible memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know you be forgetting stuff. Or,
yeah.
No, that is not, no, I swear to God, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Wanting to put on God. I'm like, you can say on God all day. I know. That's why you really got to make note. You know, like, makes like, no, no, that didn't happen. This is what happened.
I'm bad with that.
I know. I don't remember it.
Me either. I'd be like, I said that. Yeah, I'm probably being gaslit.
Especially when they're good at it.
I'm probably being gaslit.
Because sometimes I'd be like, wait, did I say that?
Shit. Okay, so another technique is when your gaslighter tries to withhold, right? So this is when essentially an abusive partner pretends that they don't understand what you're saying, or they don't just don't listen. Like, no, I don't know where you coming from. Yeah. I don't get that, because I wouldn't have said this, or I wouldn't have did that, or they just really just shut down and do the nothing. I have nothing to give. Nothing.
Yeah, like, I'm not even going to go here with you. I'm not even going to entertain.
Period.
When you have a valid complaint on the table.
Yes, that's also like stonewalling.
Yeah.
Another technique. Just refusing to even listen to you or engage with your ass.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people will do that emotionally, be closed off, and then you be at home tripping like, oh, what happened? Why can't we talk about it?
That has happened to me before, too.
Yes.
Like, when they were in the wrong, and then when you get upset, they don't want to talk about it at all. Like, yes. They're not answering phone calls. They're not responding back to text messages. And then you start to feel like, what did I do?
Which is another way. A lot of times your gaslighter will flip it so that they turn into the victim.
Yes.
So this is an example. You want to bring something to the table to your partner, right? Bring mm-hmm. something up, something that made you feel uncomfortable. And they respond emotionally or erratic or irrationally, and you're like, what? And then they flip it like, you see, the way I feel is da 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 da. And then at some point during that conversation, you end up apologizing for the way you made them feel.
Yes.
Where if any time you come to the table with something and then you end up apologizing, something just happened.
They flipped it on you.
Where it wasn't like a mutual, like, we were both wrong. I could see where now you're saying like, I'm sorry, I apologize. I probably shouldn't have came at you like that. Maybe now ain't the best time. I know you playing the game. I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you stuck feeling like, why did I even bring it up? Like,
and it don't even be the original issue.
It don't. It be like, you coming at me with some bullshit. You know, I've been working hard. And
yeah,
I,
because and then last week
and then it I'm was stressed.
Yeah.
And now you want to talk about this. This ain't right. Yeah. That. And now you're like, I'm sorry. I know you've been working hard.
Yeah,
it's my
I'm sorry.
Bad.
And then your issue just doesn't even get addressed. It's not even.
That's another technique.
Yeah.
They flip it. They do the flip and tumble. And then they're the victim and you aren't. You got to be careful with that.
Stay woke.
Yeah, exactly.
Niggas gaslighting.
Goodbye.
Okay, another technique is diverting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when the person has you questioning the validity of your thoughts or changes the subject.
Yeah.
You start to be like, wait, am I mad? Should I be mad?
Yeah. Like he really wasn't doing much.
Like, okay, he really was. It really wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Or they changed the subject.
They do the flip and tumble.
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Nah.
Another one is repetitive questioning. So when somebody makes you doubt the way you feel and think like, are you sure? Like, do you really think so? Do you really think I would do some shit like that to you? Do you think that I would be fucking with a bitch?
Do you really think I would be cheating on you?
When do I got time
when
to do that?
When do I got time?
And then you be like, oh, when do you got time? I know you be at the
studio. And the whole time they be having hella time.
Right.
They it's be like, making time.
Yeah. Make you
so
question
when someone
yourself.
Says, do you really think?
Actually, yeah, I really do think. I,
because you've shown me.
Hey, yeah,
that
I really think.
This is how you get down.
Yeah, I really think. She really thinks. Yeah.
One of the last techniques that we're going to talk about today is trivializing.
Mm.
So this is when people try to make your feelings or thoughts, make you feel like your feelings or thoughts don't even matter. Oh my God, like you are so jealous. Like, why are you jealous about all the girlfriends that I have? You just jealous because it's a girl and she cute and that's my friend, or you need to watch that. Are you too sensitive?
Yeah, the emo.
Yeah.
You know what? One last, I know you said that was it, but I got another one, is glamour gaslighting.
What's that?
It's basically when somebody puts you on a pedestal, right? They shower with you with all this praise, all this attention, but then they really don't be coming through. They don't show up for you. They don't come through. So then you also end up feeling like, dang, how you like loving on me so much, but I feel alone.
Mm.
Like, you know, for instance, a nigga who really, he might not be gaslighting you like that, but manipulating you, like stringing you on mm-hmm. to keep you on his roster or whatever the case may be, or making you feel like it's something deep when it's not. Like, dang, you so dope. You the kind of woman I want to be with. I think you crazy. Like, we need to go out hanging, texting you, sending you,
but
putting
then
you up.
Never really.
But then never do nothing. All sizzle, no steak. All bark, no bite.
That needs to be, that should have been at the top, because that's really what, that's really what they be doing. Getting you all gassed up. Like, gassed okay, up, shoddy. That's really the gaslighting, gassing up.
Yeah, exactly. Gassed up, shoddy.
You so dope, like you want.
Yes.
Trigger.
It's called glamour gassing. Like,
right, I'm triggered.
Yeah, glamour gaslighting. Glamorizing you, but not showing up. And then you feel like, dang, I feel alone.
And then you be feeling like you're tripping.
Yeah.
Like, but he wouldn't say all those things.
If he didn't. Yeah, like, he's been so kind to me. He said I was so cool. Like, I'm the kind of woman that he wants to be with.
And that's what keeps you on the roster and entertaining.
There it is.
And around.
Yeah, I keep that one in mind this summer. This winter, actually, as the cuffing starts.
It's about to be a waking niggas up winter.
There it
Hot
is.
Hot girl summer to the waking niggas up winter. We are not going to be sleeping. They won't either. Period. Everybody won't. I ain't getting no sleep because of y'all.
Y'all ain't getting no sleep because of me.
Hey.
There it is. So what's up?
Oh, okay. So a lot of the times the people who are doing the gaslighting are like narcissistic.
Yeah.
Self-absorbed.
Sociopaths. Sick people.
And on the other hand, the people who are prime targets for being gaslit tend to be empathic, compassionate people who really care about others and, you know, don't want to hurt other people's feelings. They really take others' feelings into consideration.
The feelers.
Yeah.
All of our feelers.
So if you're that type of person, you really want to, like, again, keep your eyes open, your ear to the street.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're in relations with someone who's the opposite.
Because you know that a narcissist and an empath, they thrive together.
They do. They feed off of each other.
They feed off of each other. So it was not uncommon that you have these two types of people in relationship with one another. So be careful.
Yeah. So let's talk about some more signs. We've kind of touched on them.
We actually talked about the types.
We talked about the types.
Those are the techniques. So don't sweat the technique.
Let's talk about some signs to identify for being gaslit.
Yeah, some ways to know if you're being gaslit out here.
So if you have to keep asking yourself, am I too sensitive? Because again, your feelings have probably been made to be invalid or shot down. So you start to question yourself, like, okay, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I am too sensitive, because every time I come to this person with something, they're not
picking
up what I'm putting down.
Yeah. That is a good one. Also, making an excuse for people's behavior, right? Even when you don't have to, especially to, like, your family. Yeah, like, oh, you know, he does this. He works late. I tried to bring that to him, so it's okay, girl.
Yeah.
I understand where he's coming from. I understand him. We understand each other. We on the same wave. That's a big component of being signs you're being gaslit. Yeah. Making excuses for motherfucking sick behavior and apologizing for their behavior. Even apologizing to them again, because they like to flip the switch. Flip. Now you apologizing all goddamn time.
I don't know nobody else is doing this.
Yeah.
We know a lot of people who are doing this. Mm-hmm. Another sign is if you constantly second guess yourself.
Yeah.
So if you used to be somebody who was confident and self-assured. But now you feel like you can't trust yourself.
Yeah.
You're always like, is this, you know, am I right?
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a root to all of this.
Yeah.
I think I seen or I read or heard that a lot of times people who apologize for their partner's behavior, this is a big sign for people who are in unstable child parent relationships, children of alcoholics. Because you have to end up making excuses for your parents' behavior or not being there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Shit like that. So the abuse in many forms, just beware. Those are just a couple.
Okay, so let's talk about how to shut this down.
Shut it down.
Say we get in a situation where, okay, something's going on, we gotta get out.
Mm-hmm.
First, we want to identify the problem. Identify that there's a problem, there's a pattern here. You've been taking note.
You gotta find out where the roots are.
Yes. Figure out the root.
Yeah, find out the root. And then you got to realize that this gaslighter, this sick motherfucker, their manipulations have nothing to do with who you are.
It's them.
Like, you probably can't change their dynamic. Like, you probably, you know, they're sick.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of times, like we mentioned, sometimes people are plotting on you, but sometimes they aren't, maybe not intentionally. And it's really hard for us to grasp the concept that somebody that we love and care about could really be plotting on our demise.
That's why it's easy
to be gaslit.
Yeah.
It's really simple. Because you can't even fathom, like, you would You're be doing some shit to me.
Yeah.
See? Crazy.
But once we understand mm-hmm. what's going on, what the fuck's going on, mm-hmm. and we understand that it has nothing to do with us most of the time and yeah. everything to do with the person, you also need to understand that you can't change the person who's gaslighting you. You can only change yourself.
Yeah.
So you're not here to fix.
No.
We're just here to make adjustments. And if that means we have to leave these relationships or make some modifications, sometimes you're getting gaslit at work. That happens too. Yeah. That reminds me of our listener letter last week or the week before when she was like, her boss said that he told her to do something when he really didn't.
Yeah.
That's a form of gaslighting. So with that being understood, you have to make changes. So if mm-hmm. that means you have to leave,
yeah,
so be it.
Yeah, you do. You know, additionally, because this is fucking with our reality and our sense of self and our ability to be confident in ourselves and what we know, you got to also ask yourself, what do I know to be true? Right now in this moment, what's factual? What's actual factual?
Yeah.
Because these people,
play you.
They'll pull the wool from underneath you. They'll pull the wool over your eyes, yeah. right? And they'll try to fuck you up in your head.
Trick you.
And you got to try to bring yourself back and say, yo, what's real?
Yeah, what is really? Like, no, for real. All BS aside.
Right. There was one lady where her husband was, she would hang her keys on the key ring.
Mm-hmm.
And every third day, he would take her keys and be like, yo,
I don't know where your keys are.
Or be like, why aren't you putting your keys up? Putting her keys in a different area so that she would be like, what? He was like, I'm really worried about you. I don't know what's going on. But like, you're really starting to forget things.
Wow.
And this makes no sense. So of course she started questioning herself like, damn, that is not like me.
Right.
Another lady was on, she was being gaslit so bad. She was on medication.
I think I read that. Yeah, she.
I'm like,
and
sis.
Then she eventually got off of it.
Yeah, she recognized like, yo, somebody was gaslighting me. Really
so
fucking my
head.
So
look how far that can go.
Look at how far that can go. Mental health. Wow.
That's why you know what you really need to shut this down. A good support system.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you may be lost in the sauce, but you need people who can validate you and confirm, like, oh no, this motherfucker playing you.
Yeah, yeah.
These people are lying to you.
But that's what they try to do. They try to tell you that other people are lying to you.
They do because they want to isolate
you. They do. They'll be like, your family doesn't know.
Yeah.
They don't know you the way I know you. Your family is full of shit. You can't even trust them. Don't let you have an estranged family relationship. Sick nigga.
Yeah.
Sick nigga. Oh, nigga, bitch, nigga.
That's the thing.
I flip that. Also, you know what? We got to work on building our self-esteem up.
Yes.
Because we already said that people with low self-esteem, people with this extremely empathetic personalities, compassionate people are more vulnerable. So once you build up your self-esteem and you remind yourself like, hey, I'm lovable. I'm capable. I'm worthy. I'm strong, honey. I'm coherent. I'm here with you, nigga. You ain't going to get over on me.
Period.
I love to tell somebody that, hey, you ain't going to get over on me. I just let you gotta know because I will figure it out on your ass.
Yeah.
I will Nancy Drew. You can't alter my reality.
Yeah.
I'm here with you.
I might not figure it out right now, but it will be figured out.
It'll always come. It'll always come to time will tell.
Yeah.
And then I'll be pulling that wool back over your eyes. Hey, remember that wool you tried to pull over my eyes?
I have it.
I have it and I'm sewing a sweater.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. It's tea.
Lastly, sometimes to get out of this situation, you have to get professional help.
Mm-hmm.
Because gaslighting causes you to lose your confidence and it makes you feel like your feelings aren't valid. Sometimes you have to sit down with a professional so that they can really unpack it, get to the root, and help you identify with what is really going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't figure it out ourselves because if you're really deep into the shit.
Mm. But another tactic would probably be to get a journal. Write some shit down and keep you grounded.
So you can reference back.
Period. Perspective. Like, I came home at 6:10. I hung my keys up on. If it's really getting tricky where you start feeling like, somebody's taking advantage of me. That's the worst feeling is feeling like you're being taken advantage of. I'd be clocking everything. I wrote down. I hung up my keys at 6:10. Walked to the bathroom. 6:13 came back and the keys were gone. I would be shaking that nigga
and shaking them like, I know what you're doing.
I would be gaslighting him.
I know what you're doing and now we need to figure out why you're doing it. Get out. Get out. You trying to, this is what you're really trying to do? What is wrong with you?
Yeah, then you flip it. Yep.
Now I got to beat your ass because you tried to make me insane.
Period. That's what it is. Take advantage of me, you sick motherfucker.
Bottom line is, there are people out here who are gaslighting and we do not want any of our girls to be subjected to this.
Because people will take you on an emotional roller coaster. That's really what it comes down to. Whatever they can
loving do. Loving you ain't nothing healthy.
Is that?
Emotional roller coaster. Vivian Green.
Thank God. Because yeah. I done struggle with that. Emotional roller coaster.
I think.
Loving you ain't nothing. Emotional roller coaster. That's a, okay, yeah. To me.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, people will take advantage of you as long as you allow them to. And what the thing with this gaslighting culture in our society is we want our cake and we want to be able to eat it too.
That's why people do this.
Yeah. And people want to see how far they can go with you. If I could fuck with you and make you believe what I want you to believe, then it's good. And the difference between people who manipulate and people who gaslight is the internal ownership.
Yeah,
that's what it is, because I might manipulate. Truth be told, people cheat. I might do some snake ass shit and be like, I wasn't there. You know, that's one thing, because I'm trying to keep myself safe. But if I'm taking ownership of the fact, like I'm about to fuck with her head and have her all fucked up and only be able to rely on me, lower her self-esteem so that, because people are like that.
Yeah.
They'll take advantage of you in this vulnerable state. So the ownership is really what makes a person is like a true gaslighter versus somebody who's just manipulative at times.
Yeah.
Somebody who literally will be like, yeah, who thinks it's okay. Like I fucked with you and I know it's okay. I think it's all right.
Yeah.
I ain't never did that.
Yeah. No,
I ain't never did that. No. But what I did do, oh no, never mind.
You don't want to share.
It wasn't me, it was somebody else.
It wasn't me, the Shaggy.
No, it really was. It was somebody else. You know, like when you connect your iCloud and your shit is ringing on another phone. At that point, nigga, you set your own trap. You know, like if you have an iPad and somebody has a
if somebody iPhone. Logs into their iCloud on their device.
Uh-huh.
Then that is what people, that happens a lot. That happened to me before. I'm like, hey, why, how do you know? Why are you in my, at that point, it's hard to get out of it.
Yeah, at that point,
they got the proof, and it's like,
that's why I never log in the cheat code. I never log into my iMessages on my laptop.
And that do a two-step verification.
That too.
So as I soon never, as they pop in, it's like,
yeah, hey, lock. I know you're on my shit.
Yeah,
yeah, I never log in my computer with nothing. I'm like, nope, all this shit could come to my phone.
Same.
I don't need to be messaging you on my computer. Hell no, I get to you. So yeah, there's the cheat codes, girls.
There you go.
Ain't okay. Nobody gaslighting y'all this year.
Yeah. Nah, we out.
Tools for your toolkit.
Turning off the gas. Gas company came and shut that shit down. Ain't no gas, bitch.
We're the gas company.
Period.
Hey, y'all. Hi. We're here to turn off your gas. Ain't nobody
stop them.
Doing
as soon
it.
As they try to put it, no. Ain't mm-mm. no gas.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, we know that we won't be subjected to that anymore. Mm-mm. Okay, so now's the time for our FUBU business of the week. For
I almost said pick up your pen.
For us, bias business of the week.
Which technically it is picking up your pen. We're dropping
this is a gym. Yes.
So what's up?
Earlier in the episode, I was saying that on Saturday, I went to a coffee shop, mm-hmm. Bloom and Plume Coffee Shop. It's in Los Angeles. It is, okay, first of all, it's black owned.
Bad little vibe.
First of all, it's black owned. Second of all, it is so cute in there. Like, the guy who owns the place,
mm-hmm.
he is, a florist who creates floral arrangements and shit like that, does floral work for high profile clients like large events, Essence Fest. He does a lot. He's amazing. And he really cares about aesthetics because that place, Germany, girls, beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it's black AF. You just love a place where you feel like, yes, I belong here.
I belong, yeah.
The baristas were black. Some of them were black, but they were nice looking people of color.
Mm-hmm.
The menu was on the back of church vans. Mm. The drink was amazing. The decor, the music, just a good vibe. So if you like coffee shops, if you want to just stop by and get a nice drink, maybe if you want to do some work there, hold a meeting there, whatever you want to do, this place is beautiful.
It's for you.
You will not be disappointed, and we need more spaces like this for us. So for sure, go and support
Bloom and Plume.
Bloom and Plume, yes.
Yay.
Okay.
So I think that's it this week.
That's it.
That's it. We will see y'all next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
Please.
That's the new plug.
And share a friend. Share it with a friend.
Yes. Make sure you tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. We love you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.